My birth name is Robert E. Lee Jr. III.
Robert E. Lee Jr. III.
Everybody call me Bobby Lee.
And you're from?
Texas. Born and raised in Texas.
Born and raised in Texas.
My ancestors were brought to Texas as slaves in Jasper.
Okay.
My great-great-grandmother's name was Pallas Adams. She was born a slave in 1832, died in 1932. Okay. And I pulled this out for you. My grandmother, my mother's mother, that's her in the middle, she was 3 years old when slavery ended. That lady standing up.
3 years old when slavery ended?
Right.
And when slavery ended as far as the Civil War?
Yeah, after the Civil War. Yeah, she was 3 years old. She was a slave for 3 years.
Okay.
And then later on, that photograph was taken in Jasper.
That is a really nice photo. Teach.
That's my grandmother.
Can I take a picture? Is that take a picture of this?
Or sure.
Okay. I'll get it before I leave. This is a real nice photo.
Keep it.
Thank you.
Yeah, keep it.
Thank you.
So my father's side, slaves from the Flanagan Plantation in Henderson, Texas.
Okay.
Up near Longview.
Longview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Longview, right the road, Henderson. And, of course, after slavery, my great-great-great-grandfather thought it was real slick to take the name Robert E. Lee.
Really?
Sure.
Because yeah. I was wondering, I was like, you know.
Oh, yeah, that got me
in.
Well, that's not, let me first say, that's like naming a Jewish kid Adolf Hitler now. All right, we're naming a black boy Robert E. Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make that real clear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of fights about my name. You know,
I can imagine.
A lot of fights.
I can only imagine. Because
you didn't meet anyone in the South, not no nigga.
Yeah.
Excuse me, lady. Not no black man named, you wouldn't meet no black man in the South named Abraham Lincoln.
I want you to be candid, so you want her to go in the living room?
No. She's fine. Okay.
Yeah, you can be candid.
So my name served as an advantage for me as an organizer going in the Southern white community. I was accepted, just my name, Robert E. Lee Jr. III. Okay, so, but my name has changed. I changed my name. Well, my father threw over asked me to wait till after he was dead.
Out of respect.
When I was in the fourth grade, I discovered Robert E. Lee. You know how your first day in class, the teacher said, come on in, children.
Right.
And what is your name? My name is Susan Q. And what is your name? My name is Christopher Robbins. And what is your name? My name is Eagle. And what is your name? My name is Piglet. And what is your name, little boy? My name is Robert E. Lee Jr. III. Now that teacher, her name is Mrs. Walker.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you stay here after school. I want to talk to you.
Really? That was a white teacher?
Black no, it's black teeth. I was just doing segregation.
Okay,
just
yeah.
Off like that.
Obviously. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Yeah,
you didn't have I have Lee with me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And after the class was over, she put an encyclopedia. It was obvious that I didn't know the history. My father hadn't told me, you know. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's like naming the Jewish kid in the Jewish community out of Hitler or Goring.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And she showed me the history of Lee in the book, read it to me. I was impressed with this horse, Traveler.
Traveler.
Yeah, Traveler took him to war and brought him back. Usually generals get 5 or 6 horses out from under Traveler.
Just that one horse?
Yeah, Traveler was an Appaloosa.
Okay.
He was beautiful.
Okay.
And to this day, I like that horse. But what it instilled in me, the point I'm trying to get to, I started reading military history very early.
Okay.
If you want to understand a society, if you want to understand community organizing, how to organize, you read military history.
Okay.
It's all about leadership, how to get men to respond. So very early I started reading Southern history, you know, and I was in the fourth grade, and my first introduction to an encyclopedia, which was equivalent to an internet,